I'm back. I'm a little bit under the weather.
I was about to say, with a bit of enthusiasm. Yeah, fucking
a little bit cold, a little bit dizzy. Apologies for my last 3 weeks. I'll give you a brief rundown. Last week, my wife was in hospital. The week before, Reese was running late at work. And the week before that was my daughter's birthday. So I'm not taking responsibility for any of them. And you're just going to have to deal with it. But here I am.
Here you are.
Here to talk about wonderful computer games again. Where do you want to start? Black Myth Wukong has won Golden Joystick Game of the Year Award.
Has it won that, yeah?
Yeah, and I don't. Obviously, that's not the big game award thing, I don't think.
Was that, what was the ones that was announced, the nominations? Was that the joystick one?
No, that's
no, that was that, that was awards. Actual Game of the Year Awards.
Yeah, they, quite surprisingly, they had Balotaro in there, which is a poker roguelike game. Which
yeah, this is the fucking list that I'd see, you know?
Yeah, so it's Astrobot.
Yep.
Balotaro, or Balotro, if you will. Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor ReFantazio.
So was that... Oh, that's my bad then, because I thought that was the actual Game of the Year awards, like the big one.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Oh, that is the big one.
They're the nominees.
For that one, right,
for
okay.
For the Game of the Year, yeah.
Fair enough.
So...
Well, the Balotro one... which is why I run it by. I was really, really confused by that because I'd never seen anything of it. It's basically, it's made by one person, much like Vampire Survivors. And I haven't played it. I've looked at a fair amount of shit for it. I know that Steam has something crazy like 40-odd thousand overwhelmingly positive reviews for it. And my mate at work, Jay, I was talking to him about it because obviously it's about deck builders and shit like that. And he's gets a hard-on for that kind of stuff. He's absolutely addicted to it. He absolutely loves it.
I understand. It's my favourite genre, one of them, the roguelike genre, which is what The Binding of Isaac is and Enter the Gungeon and all them other weird little games that I've played. Brotato being a roguelike. But yeah, whenever I've looked at it, because I've been aware of it since it came out, but it just looks like poker. So I don't really see... And I've watched videos and it still just looks like poker.
So as far as I'm aware, because I got Jay to explain it to me, it's you have your levels and then you have your deck that you're able to build, and you basically have to I think it's you have to reach a certain amount of points that you get by using your deck, but there's also jokers which enhance the deck and give you different abilities and shit like that. Yeah, when you lose, you lose everything. You lose the deck and you start all over again. That's a really, really fucking torn down, basic bitch review of it.
Yeah.
There
must be some secret sauce in there that's making people gush.
Poker-themed, roguelike, deck-building video game developed by Local Thunk and published by Playstack. It was blah, blah, blah. Let me have a... look, because it is difficult to actually, because when you look at the reviews, they're not most of them are like game is good. So that's not helpful. If you need a reason to stay up late while continually challenging yourself to do better in a game, then developer Local Thunk has a card game for you called Balotro, taking the simple concept of poker and turning it right on its friggin' head. Local Thunk has put together a ridiculously addictive gaming experience that I literally had to pull away from to get this review done. I can't say that about a lot of games that cross my desk. Blah, blah, blah. If you can't tell what it is, let me break it down in a simple way. Balotro is a card game that relies on buffs, upgrades, and a simple back-end system to drive an otherwise pedestrian poker game. I never knew this could be a thing with poker. Card games like poker are timeless, but now I must rethink how I play it. The base level gameplay design here starts with poker. You get your cards drawn, try to find your typical poker combinations, flushes, straights, pairs, etc., and go on from there. The on from there part is driven by upgrades, buffs, and luck of the draw card multipliers. It's also the reason you'll be hooked to Balotro. I could continue reading, but it's quite a long, it seems to go through the entire fucking...
It's just an interesting poker game, isn't it? Let's be honest.
An interesting poker game that where the jokers are all different and there's different buffs and shit that you can do. I'm not... It's not my cup of tea.
Well, I've got a day at work tomorrow where I hope to do very little because mm-hmm. it's basically for the wins. So I'll be taking my Steam Deck with me. Maybe I'll grab it and have a little look and see what it's all about.
Well, it's £12, yeah, I think. Exactly.
Peanuts to big ballers like us.
So it is cheap, cheapo.
But
so, yeah,
I plan on playing other things. But yeah, obviously you don't need to ask my game of the year because I told you fucking months ago before this list came out.
What, Fantasio?
No, Black Myth Wukong was my game of the year.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. It's
you think it's going to get it?
Oh, no, I don't think it will win.
Because we know what's going to win.
Final Fantasy is going to win.
Oh, really?
I think. Well, their Final Fantasy fans are going to vote.
I was going to say Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yeah, no, it's between them two, but Final Fantasy fans, there's billions of them.
Thing is that I feel like Shadow of the Erdtree was an absolutely incredible... I would go further and say that it isn't a DLC because of how fucking large that it was, but technically, it is a DLC, and I kind of sit in the party of people saying that it shouldn't be up for Game of the Year. It should be in the DLC category or the ongoing game category, in a sense.
The trouble is with the ongoing game category is they're all multiplayer games. Like
yeah.
It's just a flat-out multiplayer, proper multiplayer as well.
Which, again, with the ongoing fucking game category, you've got Destiny 2 that's in there, which I feel like should be swapped out with World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
But World of Warcraft is too old.
I think there's an argument for both because it's better than most AAA games in its own right.
What, DLC, Shadow of the Erdtree?
The DLC is better than
oh,
most.
Yeah.
But then you can't play it without owning Elden Ring, so it is still a DLC. It's like a song winning album of the year. It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's part of an album. This is part of a game.
Yeah, yeah. This is.
I think they should just make an entirely new category for best expansion / best DLC or something.
Well, I think they do. I swear they do have a category
no,
for.
I don't
for...
think they do. And the thing is, this is the first time this has ever happened. So where was Phantom Liberty last year then? Because that should have won.
Yeah,
should have been nominated because that game is now people now consider that a masterpiece.
What,
10 out of 10. So.
What I don't understand is why Space Marine 2 hasn't got a fucking nomination there.
Well, that's another one, isn't it?
It's very difficult to speak on lists like this because unless you've played every game that's on the list and then the games that you would like to be on the list, it's very difficult to... I could sit here and go, why the fuck is Astrobots on there? But I don't play it, and I haven't played this one either. So it might be fucking one of the best games that I'll ever play.
Well, they were comparing it to, peak Mario. So it's going to be up there, with one of the best platformers.
Yeah.
I've played four of these, of the six nominees. Is Black Myth Wukong the best? Technically, no. But is it the best game this year? I think so. Just because they come out of nowhere, this game just never ends. It's got unlimited fucking... the endings, the secrets, the discovery is just an absolute fucking masterpiece of a game. And oh my God, one of my favourite games of all time. It'd be in my top 10 if I did it again. Metaphor Re-Fantasio, I'm about 25, 30 hours in. I love the bones of it, but other things have grabbed me, so I'll have to go back to that at some point. But yeah, absolutely fantastic game. Final Fantasy Rebirth, I tried to get into it. It's just not for me. I smashed the Final Fantasy VII Remake out before this came out to try and, lead into it. It just, I don't know, I just burnt out of it. I'll probably smash this out before the next one fucking comes out. But Final Fantasy, I say, it'll just be a vote of popularity and they'll probably win because it'll have more fans. But yeah, then you're left with the card game, Balotaro and Shadow of the Erdtree. So I think Final Fantasy VII will win. I want Black Myth Wukong to win. And then if they don't win, then I'd like Balotro to win just because it's a brand new company. And imagine that winning Game of the Year will be pretty mind-blowing.
I'd like them to win just because it's one person that's made it.
Yeah, it shakes up the apple tree, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Especially when you've got other AAA developers that haven't even got a sniff at fucking nominations. You've got one man, one band type shit. It's always good to see.
Yeah, it's just... we'll see. December 12th it is, so we will see in a couple of weeks and we'll go from there.
So what's the fucking difference between the Joy-Con and the joystick?
Just a different show, I guess.
Just because I saw nothing on that.
Golden joysticks
thought. Normally that pops up for me fucking around this time, but
since
I saw nothing.
1983. Helldivers won 4 awards. Final Fantasy wins 4. Helldivers won 3. Balatro and Black Rift Wukong claim 2 each. So yeah, I don't actually know all the ins and outs of it. It just popped up. Well, I've been really busy, so I haven't actually had the chance to check all this stuff.
Bruv, you've got to pull that mic close to fucking
it's
mate.
Just losing my voice. Yeah, I've been really busy, so I haven't had a chance to check all this stuff, but we'll have a look at some point. What have you been playing? I guess just World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yep. Fuck all.
What happened to everybody on thing? Everyone's just disappeared.
Yeah, because of WoW. the especially now, because they've done a classic refresh. So they brought out classic again, but they've refreshed the servers. So everyone's all back to fucking square one. They've done like a hard reset pretty much, and then added a couple of other quality of life improvements to it. So everyone's just smack bang on that. I'm not particularly interested in it. I might give it a go, but I'm not massively into it. Obviously, I bought the Division 2 again the other day. So I've got a weird hankering to fucking jump into some horror games. You know what I mean? You know when you get that
we're on the same wavelength.
That weird feeling.
I am currently in my zombie apocalypse state.
Yeah.
I've transitioned.
Have you looked at Stalker 2?
Yeah, I looked at that. It's Xbox only and PC only. So
oh, is it? Oh, I didn't even know that.
I can play it on Xbox 4. Great. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think it's a timed exclusive. I think it comes out... it's 3 months exclusive and then it'll be out on PlayStation.
Mm.
I think it's got a huge fan base, Stalker. It looks fantastic, but apparently it's going through a bit of that cyberpunk treatment. Where it's got them mixed reviews and shit. So I might wait a bit and then hopefully if it comes out on PlayStation, by then it will be the good version.
Yeah, yeah.
But if any developer deserves a bit of time to sort it out, it's them. Because they were creating that game when all this... Because they're from Ukraine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They've been dealing with all that shit that's happening over there. I think they even lost their studio and all sorts of stuff. That's just guess. I'm sure I heard something like that. But they've been proper through the mill. So if anyone deserves a bit of time to try and sort their game out, it'll be them. But yeah, what I've seen, and from Stalker fans, they're gassed for it. I think it's like Fallout, but dark Fallout and very hardcore. So I think in terms of like your first foray into Dark Souls or Elden Ring, just being like, whoa, this is hard. It's going to be like that. You're getting hit and thinking, fuck, like this is.
Is it survival? I think
not.
It is.
Not in that respect. It's survival, but I don't think you have to like drink or do any of that sort of shit. It's just like a. I think it's open world. Go here and find stuff and shoot shit and.
Let's do a quick little Google of that because I've seen a couple of kids. But yeah, but for some reason, I hate horror games. I hate them. I detest them. I really don't like them. But I want to play them at the same time.
I think if you're in that sort of zone, you should maybe pick up something cheaper, which is also fantastic. And I believe Connor is a huge fan of the series because I remember talking to him about it before. Mm. Metro Exodus.
Yeah, I've got Metro Exodus. You reckon I'll stick with that, sure?
It's £3. I know you've got it, but it's fucking £3 on the PlayStation
I've got it,
store.
Played it for about half an hour and then put it down.
Yeah.
It's just going to be another one of them stick to it type things.
In your defense, I guess, I also done the same. I played it. I got through the first
podcast, game of podcast.
I got through the first like chapter, I think I did, because it's open world, but in chapters, so you get like one open world and then another open world.
Yep.
But yeah, the actual game, this got a huge following as well. And that's all based around apocalyptic. Russia or Ukraine, and they're all living in the metro tunnels and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a lot of horror elements to it.
I might give that a download then and see what the correct. So right now, back to Stalker 2, we've got very positive is what the Steam reviews are. And the last time I looked, they were mixed.
Okay.
So, and that's out of just shy of 20,000 reviews, which is good. discover the vast Chernobyl exclusion zone full of dangerous enemies, deadly anomalies, and powerful artifacts. Unveil your own epic story as you make your way to the heart of Chernobyl. Make your choices wisely, as they will determine your fate in the end. Ooh.
Spooky.
Very spooky. What's fucking some of these reviews? Let's have a little look. Number one, atmosphere and sound. Amazing. 100 out of 10. Bugs. Didn't find anything critical. Optimization. It's just bad. Waiting for patches. A life. There's no a life. I don't know what that is. Game just spawns enemies within 50 to 100 meters. Hope patches will make it work like in previous games, because without it, it's not Stalker and the world is empty and lifeless without it. Enemies are just sponges for bullets. Need rebalance. Four mags to kill a bloodsucker, really. Other things to mention that I would like the devs to change slash add. Day and night cycle is too short. No sleeping bags. It costs a fortune to repair weapons and suits. No dynamic shadows from the flashlight. Enemies just spam you with grenades all the time. Would be cool to have more food slash drink options and cook monster parts like in Gamma. Gamma's the
mod.
The mod that everyone's banging on about, because when I've seen anything about Stalker 2, people have said Gamma's better, blah, 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 and it's just... it's a mod. Weapons slash suits condition goes down way too fast. When you sit at the campfire, you cannot eat, drink, open PDA slash inventory, etc. You get hungry every 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, so do you have to...
It has put you off, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Yeah, see, I quite like that. Stresses me out, but I like it. It gives me a good stress.
He says, for now, the game is medium rare, waiting for the devs to cook it properly, and then it will be the game of the year for sure. Good game. My CPU's glowing in the dark now. Call itself Chernobyl's chosen one.
I think when I was looking into it this week, a lot of the old Stalker games, they're like, kind of got that Bethesda vibe where, like Skyrim, it just lives through its mods. That's the Stalker thing. And they've said that Stalker 2 is going to have mods as well and on console. So what level of mods that will be, I imagine it'll be pretty impressive considering what I'm looking at for Baldur's Gates mods.
I was about to say, Baldur's Gates got fucking mods now, isn't it?
Yeah, even for the console, they're very impressive. Xbox are a lot better for mods in all these games because, as I said before, Sony don't allow... for asset changes, because it gives people a leak in their security kind of thing. They can get into different files and stuff if they do that. So it's more like altering a chair into a tank or something. You can't really do that on PlayStation, whereas on Xbox they're a lot more lenient. So maybe I will look at it. It's on Game Pass. If I sub for a month and play it for a month,
then you're sweet. Yeah,
I'll just see what it's like. So maybe I'll do that. But at the moment, you know where I am. I'm in DayZ, baby.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
There's a new map out, which I purchased. The first new map in like 10 years or something crazy. It's called Sakao. And you would hate it. It's deadly. It's dangerous. It's scary. It's a snowy...
I've seen clips of it, yeah. And polar bears and shit.
It's just... You're just cold, man. It's the cold that kills you. So you're constantly making fires and stuff, but to make a fire, you need all these bits and bobs. But at the moment, me and Clarky are running together. We've been running pretty much all week the same characters. We've made it to like the island. You have to cross a land bridge, which is dangerous. We've made it there, and we're currently looting up military gear. We've come through some serious trials and tribulations. Clarky almost died yesterday. Because we run out of bandages. Because this is the problem. You go to these high-end military areas to get the good guns and shit, right? But what you're not getting is the normal shit that you also need. So you need knives, like, to cut shit up. You need bandages and stuff like that. So we're running out of supplies, basically. And Clarky got whacked by a zombie and he started bleeding. And we had nothing to stop the bleeding. So he had to take his trousers off and cut them up into rags.
Yeah.
Because the rags are not disinfected, that then gave him a blood infection, which then I had to cure with almost all my medicine. So now we're kind of at a position where we're having to use all our bullets on the zombies, because if we get tagged, we're fucked. basically, because we got no medicine, no rags, no bandages, no disinfectant. We're kind of just bollocksed. But yeah, that's the story that you tell. I managed to do something which Daisy tells you quite often in the loading screen, that the most powerful weapon in Daisy is your voice. I was in a building. Clarky was in another building, and he screamed, "I'm being chased by another human," he said. And I said, "Come in here, sir." So he ran upstairs. Obviously, this geezer didn't know I was there. Clarky ran in, and quickly I had a lockpick, so I locked the door. Just as I locked the door, the geezer's tried the door, couldn't get in. And then he's like pretended that he's gone, so he's like ran down the stairs. But I know he sneaked back up because I can hear him shivering on the other side of the door. I can hear him going, ooh, ooh. So I'm saying to Clarky, "Should I just shoot through the door with a shotgun and see if I can blow him up?" He's like, "Nah, because you've only got one shot, and if you miss,
then you're fucked.
Then there's gonna be problems." So I will play you the clip that ensued. It's only short. Just I'll skip to the good bit. This is how it goes.
"You cold, bro? You cold? You're outside the door shivering, bro. I know you're there."
He's just hugging.
"I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, boss. I just need you to kill me. I don't want to be here."
"Well, you can kill yourself, bruv."
"I mean, yeah, I can, but wouldn't it be more exciting to, you know, kill someone, I suppose? If you killed me?
It'd be more exciting if you just... It'd be more exciting if you just killed yourself, bruv."
"That's not exciting."
"It's exciting for me. Gets my pickle tickled."
"All right, you see. All right, hold on. I'll do it outside the door. You listen, yeah?"
"Yeah, I'm listening, bro. I want to hear that blood gurgle, yeah?"
Yeah, of course." "What the fuck? All right, one sec. All right, you ready?"
"I love you, man."
"Love you too. One sec." "I'm just trying to... I ain't done this in ages. All right, ready?
Peace and love."
"Peace and love. No hard feelings."
"No hard feelings, bro."
Oh
no!
Oh. Is that him actually killing himself?
Yeah, he just stabbed himself in the throat. And then I opened the door. He had nothing. He was just a freshie. But you don't know, and that's the thing.
I didn't know you could just stab yourself in the throat.
Yeah, you can suicide with any like item.
Oh, is that how you do it? Yeah.
Yeah, and with this map, you start with a steak knife, so you can, if you don't like where you've started, you can just... But me or Clarky both didn't know that he was, like, a freshie.
Mm.
And also, I knew he was outside, and then you're like, "Well, why don't you just kill me?" Like, one, why are you hiding, then? Because you don't know that we know you're there. Two, you don't know there's two of us in here. Three, I know what will normally happen. I'll open that door.
And then you shoot me.
Yeah, either that, or there'll be another one of you at the end of the hallway, so... You just can't take risks in Daisy. And I used my voice and got rid of the problem.
There's a guy I follow on TikTok, and he plays a lot of Daisy, and obviously sticks with that rule of you can't trust anyone. And he makes a living just getting people to trust him and going on these crazy adventures and all this mental shit. And then at random points, he'll just turn around and fucking shoot people in the face. Like, there was one, I think it was a group with a group of like four people. And it was that map, because they were being attacked by a polar bear. And fucking, so there's the four of them in a cluster. This polar bear comes out of nowhere and starts attacking them all. So obviously everyone's screaming, right? This geezer runs to the side, turns round, and there's three of them being mauled by a polar bear. Pulls out a gun and shoots one of them in the head, right? And then goes back to fucking, "Oh my God, there's a fucking polar bear here." All crazy. They all blast the shit out of this polar bear, kill that, and then turn around. They're like, "Oh my God." And then he says, he's like, I don't know what his name was, like Darren or something. He's like, "The polar bear got Darren." And then they all believe it. And then one by one, he just starts fucking popping them off as well. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? You're so crazy.
That's the stories that you get to tell in DayZ, man. That's the beauty
of it. It's just the amount of effort you go through to get yourself fully geared up, and then to even find a big group of people who are also geared up and to build that trust, to then just turn around and shoot someone in the face for no reason and then probably kill yourself and then do it all over again.
But that's what, I know that is true, but that's what makes the stakes so high, and there's no other game that does it like that. Because when you die, unless you've like made a base and you've got stuff stashed, you essentially you lose everything, so there's nothing else that has stakes that high.
Like a roguelike.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Back to square one.
Yesterday, just before we logged off, me and Clarky found a base, someone's base, and for the first time, I put landmines down and grenades. So I put two landmines down, two grenades on the floor, then I unpinned a grenade, put that on the floor, and then sprinted away and blew up half of the barrier. Mm. And then we just had enough bullets to just shoot the rest of the base out. And we managed to break in. So we did our first ever raid on a base. Got in there. There was fuck all in there. There was a couple of boxes with some fuel and some axes and stuff. He's obviously just getting that base sorted, got that up, and then he's got some base supplies he's going to continue to build. But we've raided now. So I was going to log out in his base. But then Clarky advised me that if I do that and he comes back and builds it again, I'm stuck in there. Which is true.
You would be stuck in there, yeah.
I watched a geezer on YouTube yesterday. He built like a wooden door that opens and closes in this barracks. And he's obviously got a combination lock on it. And he's left it open. And then he's like waited in this fucking little, in this little room next to the door. Geezer's come in, gone straight upstairs. He's just gone out, locked the door. And he's just like, I'm a prisoner now. There's literally nothing he can do. He literally can't get out. Unless you've got like 8 grenades on you and 400 bullets.
I suppose you can't just punch the door, can you? Because you do your wrists.
Yeah, you'll make your hands bleed. Like, there's literally nothing you can do. So he was like, he was just asking questions. And he said, if you can sing like Kermit the Frog, I'll let you out. And he sang a whole song in the voice of Kermit the Frog. And then he let him out. And then they had a firefight. And then he lost anyway.
And he lost. Done him.
Good fun, man. And they're the stories that you get to tell. And it's great fun.
And I'm having a great time. Psychopathic.
Yeah, but this, you know, that's what an apocalypse would do to a man, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I suppose if you're eating human flesh and fucking chicken breasts. Yeah,
and that's the last thing that happened to Clarky before this life. He for some reason thought it was okay to eat human fat, and there's a lot of humans about at the moment because people are chopping them up and using their bones to make knives. So Clarky was finding these bits of human fat and eating them. And thinking that was okay.
Or just eating them raw?
No, he's cooking them.
Cooking them up.
Until he developed a little...
oh, the laughs, yeah.
A little giggle. And he wondered why. So he blew his own head off.
What happens if you continue with that?
It's just a brain disease, I think.
Is that it, yeah?
It just gives away your position. I don't know if it kills you over time or probably does.
He just put a bullet in his head.
No, he did. He pointed a gun at his head and then made me kill him. He was even more sick. Which is disappointing because then when I killed him, I'd ruined all his clothes because I'd stabbed them. So I couldn't even take them. But yeah, that's just the funsies of DayZ, isn't it? So I'm on my zombie hype at the moment. I'm currently reading World War Z, which is a very, very good book, I must add. I'm only about 50 pages in.
Have you ever seen the movie?
I haven't.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it this weekend. It's got nothing to do with the book. The movie's based on the book, but it's like not nothing to do with it kind of thing. I think it's, you know, takes inspiration from it. But I know that Jem's watched it like 40 times. It's one of her favourite films, so I've caught bits of it like hundreds of times. So I feel like I've seen it, but I know nothing about it. But I'll be watching that this weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, that's about all I've been playing, really. I maxed out my rank on New World, got to level 65, done a few extra bits, got the horse speed maxed out, and then yeah, now I'm just waiting for the roadmap to see if
they announced their roadmap.
No, have they?
I swear I saw a thing where it said that they'd
well, I've got tweet notifications on for them and
they announced fucking a round of upcoming server merges.
Oh yeah, I see that. So yeah, I'm waiting to see if they're supporting it for the long term. And if they are, then I will support it for the long term because I do really like it. And if they're not going to support it for the long term, then I'll just fuck it off.
You know what I did see? The PlayStation Portal beta.
Yeah.
announcement. Did you see that?
I know a geezer at work was telling me today that it's got some Steam capabilities, streaming capability now.
If you have the I think it's the top tier of PlayStation Plus, whatever fucking one it is, PlayStation Plus Premium or some bollocks, you basically gain access to the beta of being able to stream, I think it's like 120, 150 something games from the cloud without your PlayStation even being switched on. And the likes of, I think it's like Ghost of Tsushima, Horizon, I've got the fucking, I think some of the big lists. PlayStation, here we go, the portal update. It is just over a year ago, blah, blah, blah. Today we're pleased to announce a new system software update for PlayStation Portal that will begin releasing starting later today. Da, da, da. And it said, that's random shit. This update will also include a beta version of a new feature that many fans have been asking for, support for cloud streaming on PlayStation Portal. When the update is live, PlayStation Plus Premium members will be able to participate in a beta for cloud streaming on the portal, allowing select PS5 games in the PlayStation Plus game catalogue to be streamed directly from our servers, even without a PS5 console. Ooh, even without a PS5 console. I didn't read that bit. So you won't even fucking, if you really didn't want to, you don't even need a console anymore. Since cloud streaming is beta on PlayStation Portal, the features available during the beta period may change over time and may not reflect the final experience. Over 120 PS5 games from the PlayStation Plus game catalogue, including Dave the Diver, I'm not about to read all 150, but including Dave the Diver, Ghost of Tsushima, Marvel, Spider-Man, Morales, Monster Hunter Rise, and Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. And streaming up to 1080p, 60 frames per second. And I believe, what does it say there? Save data and game progress can be stored up to 100 gigabytes and will be automatically synced with your PS5 console, making it easy to switch seamlessly between local and streaming gameplay and between multiple devices. So it would also carry the saves over, which is quite cool. And where was it? It did have the... So to stream at 720p... it requires 7 megabits per second's worth of a connection. And then to stream at 1080p, it requires 13 megabits per second. I don't know what the average 5G hotspot is. I'm sure I can Google that. Average 5G hotspot speed. So it says... the average 5G hotspot speed depends on the network provider and location, but it can be around 150 to 200 megabits per second. Really? Yeah, fucking hell. Average download speed, 70 to 205 megabits per second. And then the peak download speed, 853.4 megabits per second plus. So what that means is if you're on 5G and you've got the portal and you hotspot and you're in a half decent area, you'll be able to stream to its absolute capability.
It's a step in the right direction, isn't it? But it's still streaming, isn't it?
So I want one.
Input, it's still going to be input lag left, right and centre. I want one.
I want one.
But I also am waiting because I only would want... That was nice. I'd only want one for the to be able to play New World on the go or games of that ilk. But it all depends on input lag because whilst it doesn't matter too much if you're playing single player games and you can play New World without fighting anyone, so that's fine. But it's just very jarring if the input lag is obvious. I find it very uncomfortable.
Depends how big the input lag is, because I haven't actually seen much on the PlayStation Portal talking about fucking input lag, if I'm honest.
Well, I've played the PlayStation Portal, but this was obviously before this became a thing. So it was essentially streaming from Matey Bob's PlayStation, which is on now at home. And he's at work playing it. His PlayStation's at home. I tried playing. He just booted up any old game, like Mortal Kombat as it was. And the screen tear, like, it was just, you know, it just, the pixels just disappear. It's just a fucking mess. and I'm pressing X and he's just like not doing anything for like a second, which don't sound like a lot, but it's a fucking lot when you press the button and nothing happens. But as I say, that's streaming from his PlayStation. This is streaming from the cloud. So theoretically, this would be a lot better, but until you actually try it, it's hard to tell. But it's a step in the right direction nevertheless. In reality, what you want is the PlayStation Portal to be able to access your library of games, much like the Steam Deck. So I've got God of War Ragnarok on the PlayStation 5. I've got PlayStation Portal. I can stream it through the cloud or the PlayStation. Or I can just download it onto my portal and play it natively on there.
Yeah, that's but then you're not going to have the fucking... You'd have to completely redesign the portal.
Well, this is what I mean, but that is how they should have designed it in the first place. That they should have made the Steam Deck, but in the PlayStation Portal aspect. So you can access your library and download the games onto it or stream them.
Yeah, but then you'd probably be throwing on another 100, 150 quid minimum onto that price.
In reality, it's not that expensive anyway, though. If I could have a PlayStation that I could download my games onto and play on the go or at home while Jem's watching a film, I would buy it. 100%.
But at the same time, if you eliminated the input lag aspect of it, you wouldn't need that full stop because you just fucking stream it.
That's true, but then if you're not in a place of good internet, it's useless. Useless bit of kit. If I took that to Ireland with me, it's no good to me.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's definitely a step in the right direction. I just wish they'd done what I said.
I can see what they're doing, but at the same time, there has to be a point where you go, right, okay, well, you're in 2024. Realistically, most of the world has decent internet. I don't know if that's a fucking blasé statement or not, but you have to assume that most people have access to decent internet to then almost come up with a product that compensates for the people that don't have internet. You at some point you have to go with the masses, and I feel like streaming is just that easier.
Yeah, but it's not
access.
Even that. It's like things like portals are for people that are so going on trains or they're going on journeys. Like you're traveling, you're going on a plane journey. You want to take your portal with you? It's useless. You can't get no fucking internet in the air.
But the portal was never designed for that though.
Well, this is a portable PlayStation, so the whole...
Yeah, but it wasn't. That's not what it was meant for. You remember when we did the first episode about it and we were like, well, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Why was no one asked for this? And we really fucking slayed it out. I've sort of had not a 180 change, but a definite
he's had a 90. He's had a 90 degrees.
Yeah, only because there's been times where... Because a mate at work, Dean, he's got a portal, and when we were on nights for a week, he had that with him every day, and he was playing The Last of Us on it and FIFA and other games, and it was playing perfectly fine. And I know Mark's got one, Daryl's got one, and when I was talking to Daryl about his, he was saying how nice it is to, even when he's at home, if it's just pure laziness of he don't want to fucking get up out of bed, he can play his portal there as long as the PlayStation's in rest mode. What would be great is if you could turn the PlayStation... If you needed to have the PlayStation turned on to be able to play the portal, which I believe you do, come up with something where I can turn the fucking thing on when it's turned off. You know what I mean? On an app that's connected or whatever. but there's been a couple of times when Steph's got back into Fortnite, and obviously she plays it on the Switch, but she plays it on the telly, and even then, like, if I'm not really feeling playing anything on PC, I don't want to take Steph away from doing what she's doing. But if I had another console there where I could play the things that I want to play, you start to see more and more the idea of, oh shit, it actually does have a purpose. And when it first came out, that was its purpose, much like the Wii U. It was never framed as an addition to take out and about. It was always, and I think that's why we got so fucking weirded out by it, because we were like, well, what the fuck is the point? It's not even meant to be taken on the road with you. That's just for fucking, you can sit upstairs watching telly and I can sit downstairs playing fucking God of War.
I still think, I mean, yeah, that's fine. If that's the model that they've gone with and that's what they're aiming for, I just think they're leaving so much money on the table. People are always asking for like a new PSP or... Vita or whatever they were called. So why would you not just essentially just do that, but without the because you don't need to have discs anymore. You don't need the little discs you used to put in your Vitas and PlayStation Portals and stuff. But to be able to download it onto your system, all you need is memory on that. That's all you need, is something to store it in. I don't know. I'm guessing the port doesn't have any memory. It is just a streaming device.
Yeah, there's nothing in it. It will have like very basics.
Oh, it will soon, because you know what they'll do. They'll announce fucking little hard drive attachments to the fucking thing. 100%.
I feel like the streaming side of it is, for me, I feel like that's the right direction to go in, just because it keeps the cost. I would imagine it would keep the cost down of it, and you're talking as if you don't have internet access to your phone 99% of the time.
I don't even have internet access here, unless I'm on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but that's because you're here, though.
Yeah, but
you're in a field.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, there's places in London I go where I don't get internet on my phone. And the place I'm at tomorrow, I couldn't play the Portal because I don't get internet. I literally can't get internet on my phone. It's just nothing. I don't even get 3G or nothing. And that's London.
Mm.
So, you know, that's very niche, but I guess I'm old school. I don't want physical stuff to disappear, and I've also been burnt by streaming stuff. Quite recently, I was playing Star Wars The Force Unleashed on PlayStation 5, on that PlayStation Now thing. I was playing it at home on my
PlayStation Now. Shit.
Yes, exactly. But I'm playing playing it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
On my Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
On my PlayStation 5. And it's fucking terrible.
Awful, yeah. There's a reason why PlayStation Now never... They tried so hard to make that take off and it just didn't.
But then that will be their PlayStation Cloud. That will be where their games are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then why is the Portal going to be an improvement on that after I've just tried to play a PS3 game on a PS5?
Probably because that's the market for it. Your PS5 sitting there is not designed to be... for games to be streamed on it. Your PlayStation is there because you can physically put games onto it and then play them from that. I'm with you, the streaming should fucking work, but I'd have to imagine that if there's a dedicated separate console for that you're gonna plumb more money into making it work on that before you're gonna worry about making it work on your console. Because that's what the whole thing's for. No one's bought a PS5 because they're just gonna play PlayStation Now.
If it works, and it works like, you know, 99% of the time, then yeah, I'm with you.
100%. Well, the
proof's in the pudding, because if there's input lag or it keeps dropping, then it's just trash.
At least they're beta testing that to users. Do I think it's right to be beta testing that to people that are paying the fucking top tier of PlayStation Plus? Bit weird, because what's that going to do? Anyone that's got a Portal is now going to go, oh, fucking hell, let me pay the extra money. And then I'll fucking roll in this. But from a business idea, very, very smart. Because if I had a Portal, I would want to be in on that. I would want to be able to stream those games, especially coming from a gaming podcast point. It would be great to have one to be able to do that, so that you could give an in-depth review on it. But I would just hope that if you're going to have it like that, that you would listen to what the people are saying and what should be done. And input lag will have to be priority number one. Input lag and fucking buffering. If I'm streaming a game, I don't want it to buffer.
Well, that's essentially what it was doing to me. Yeah. It was just all the pixels were just dying.
Shit.
Slowly, like, you know when you're watching YouTube and your internet's terrible.
And then it drops blurry, down to 480p.
You can't see nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened when I played it all years ago. I think it was on PS4. Is when I first tried PlayStation Now, and it was terrible. You get enticed in by seeing that massive catalogue of games.
Nostalgia
and all the
everywhere.
Old school games and shit, and you think, oh, fucking hell, this is sick. And mine was, I was just playing one of the Ratchet and Clanks, and it was terrible. Really, 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 really bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When you get burnt by that, you're just put off by it. So all these streaming services, because you can just play Xbox games through your telly. You don't even need a fucking Xbox. But I'm burnt on the streaming, so I'm thinking, you know, if you're desperate and you don't have an Xbox and you want to play Starfield, then there's an option for you.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or not, I don't know.
Bruv, you can play game like so many games now through Netflix.
Yeah. GTA San Andreas, and it always pops up. Yeah.
That in itself is fucking wild. You can just download them quick and fucking play them with your controller. Like it. Let's have a look. I just googled input lag on the PlayStation Portal, and I just want to see. In my opinion, the PlayStation Portal is a wonderful tool for streaming games from the PS5, and it should work perfectly on a local network and acceptably wherever we are within the range of a low and stable latency. However, the Portal fails to meet acceptable input lag standards on a local network. I'm talking about an input lag of at least 50 to 60 milliseconds in the best case scenario, which, as we'll both agree, is noticeable.
Very,
very noticeable. When Lou first started playing games on Amazon Luna, when you don't have the Amazon Luna controller to pair up with it and you're using a standard Xbox controller or whatever, the input lag is crazy, because not only are you fucking streaming that, you're now on a wireless controller not specifically designed for those servers. And then you know there's a problem because they came out with a controller dedicated for those servers that had its own dedicated servers that it would link up to reduce the input lag that was still there. That is, that is, to be fair, I feel like when you can, if you can crack being able to stream a game with next to no input lag whatsoever or barely noticeable input lag, then that opens up a whole load of shit, because even down to little things like watching live television and shit like that, there's always a gap.
Well, there's input lag on everything.
Everything.
The PlayStation 5, there's input lag on the control, but you don't notice it. It's impossible to notice.
Because it's tiny.
Because it's minimal.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they need to get it to. For it to be successful, they need no input lag. They need PS5 level of input lag, and they need the buffering to happen once a year,
mm-hmm.
and be like, mm-hmm. oh, this is fucking shit, but then never happen again for the year.
That can't
be consistent, because it's just your games are fucked. And you know, let's get it right, not everyone wants to, but some people will want to play fucking Mortal Kombat online and stuff. There'll be a lot of your library that's useless if you want to play online gaming. It's impossible with input lag.
It's a very difficult thing to get right, because I know myself that if I were to get a PlayStation Portal and there be that initial stuttering, the input lag and things like that, or it just not connecting to the PlayStation and all of the above, it's going to switch me off relatively quick. And I feel like that is the most dangerous thing for something like the Portal and it going in the streaming direction, is I think you're of a day and age now where most people aren't just going to turn around and go, oh, well, you're streaming, it is what it is. Like what you just said, if I'm putting the money into it, albeit 200 quid, that's still 200 quid for a fucking console that's cost me however much money they cost. I can't remember how much PS5 is. Then I want the fucking thing to work as it should.
Yeah, or you know, you got to be realistic and be a human about it and be like, all right, I can accept issues, but they have to be once in a while. It can't be fucking every other day. This game's just fucked. It's jittering. It's fucking... The button input isn't working. Like, you know, it can't just be falling apart on the screen. It has to be. Has to be working. And that's where Steam Deck just does everything so well. Obviously, I know you're downloading stuff onto it, but when I connect it to the dock and then I press one button on my PlayStation controller is connected to the Steam Deck and there's no input lag. And that's two completely different systems, all working wirelessly. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, it is possible, and you are right. It's just old my old head with the streaming. But much like I've always been, I'll only ever buy physical media. I haven't bought a fucking game in I don't know how long now, just for ease. And I would never, ever have bought a Steam Deck in the past, because I'd be like, I can't keep my games. But now I'm just like, I just love having it there, and just, if I want it, like tomorrow I'm going to use it, so I'll go on it, I'll look at my library, I've obviously got everything I want on there now anyway, but if there's any new games I want, like that Balotaro or whatever, I'll download it tonight, and it'll be running fine tomorrow, because it doesn't need internet, it's just gone.
It's just there, done. Yeah. Where you run into a problem is if your only access to games on the Portal is through streaming and through what you've already got on your PlayStation, I'm not paying for a game that I have to stream. Well, I'm definitely not paying fucking full price for one.
No, exactly that, 100%.
If you're going to throw, I don't know, for argument's sake, because we were talking about earlier, Stalker 2, when that finally comes out on PlayStation, if you're then going to throw 60 quid at me to be able to play it and stream it, it entirely depends on, like you said, what it should be is, okay, 60 quid for Stalker, you buy this, it's now in your library, yeah. You can download this on your PlayStation 5, but you can now also stream it on your portal. That's how it should be. It should be, if I purchase it, that's the direction I'd want to see it in. If you're going to stick with the streaming side of things, let me buy the game, but then let me simultaneously... Well, I suppose no, because you already do, because it has to be downloaded on your... Sorry, what the fuck am I saying? That is what it does now. You buy the game and...
Yeah, but you were just saying there that you don't need a PlayStation 5 console and you can just play the games. So
yeah, so that's where that would come into play. Yeah,
so
you're right.
You are right in what you're saying, but it'd either have to be a huge cut price and just not a portal version, but a streaming version.
Well, I don't even know how do you get around it?
Well, exactly, I don't know.
Stalker 2, physical, digital, stream only.
Yeah, exactly.
Like how does that one work? Yeah, you're right.
You know what it'll be. It'll just be a sub service. It'll just be a subscription.
It'll be a subscription. Yeah, well, I can see this being
portal Games Pass.
Being Sony's way into Game Pass is by implementing something like that.
Well, they've already got something like that. The highest tier of PlayStation Plus, which is might be why they're leaning into that with the beta, might be a reason, because that is what you're going to need to stream these games.
Yeah, it gives you access.
But are you going to be able to stream the new games that you want to play without buying them? That's an interesting question. We'll have to wait and see on that.
It is, because that's a big outlay to be able to do something like that.
You're 100% right. I'm not buying 60 quid if I can only stream a game. And then if I want to play on PS5, I've got to buy it. No.
Yeah.
No chance.
Right, so there we go.
There is a go. I need a piss.
See you later, everyone. Uru.